So Shabbos Parshas Ekev. The pasuk begins, "V'ha'ya Ekev Tishma Unes Hamishpatim Ha'ela." It will be as a result of your listening to these laws. "V'shmartem Asisim Leisim." You will observe and perform them. "V'sham Hashem Lekech Lecha Es Abris V'Sachesed Hashnish V'Lavistach." Hashem will observe to you the covenant and the kindness that he has promised to your forefathers. So the Mefarshim have difficulty with the use of the word Ekev. The Pasuk uses the word Ekev instead of Im. Usually the Pasuk uses the word Im. It could have said V'haya Im Tishmeun, if you will listen to the mitzvahs. Why does it say Ekev Tishmeun, as a result that you will listen? We also need to understand why the Pasuk interrupts with the words Es HaMishpatim Ha'ela. The Pasuk could have said, "V'hoya Ekev Tishme'un U'shmartem V'asisem Es HaMishpatim Ha'ela." If you will listen and observe and perform these laws. Instead, the Pasuk says, "V'hoya Ekev Tishme'un Es HaMishpatim Ha'ela." If you will listen to these laws, "U'shmartem V'asisem Ha'isem," and you will observe and perform them. Why did the Pasuk have to interrupt and say Es HaMishpatim Ha'ela before saying "U'shmartem V'asisem Ha'isem"? Shabbos Parshas Ekev was Shabbos Mevorchem Chodesh Elul. Now we know that the Dorosh HaRishuma say that Elul is represented by the Pasuk Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. The first letters of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li is Elul. So it must be that in this Pasuk lies the Avodah of Chodesh Elul. We need to know, what is the Avodah of Chodesh Elul? What is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li? What does that mean? What does it mean for us? The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, specifically the Sfasemis, he brings this concept many times, that the Hachana to the Mitzvah is Gresavi the Mitzvah. That the preparation that one does for a Mitzvah is greater than the Mitzvah itself. Now, how do we understand that? Preparation, by definition, is preparing for something that is greater than the preparation. The proof is that I'm preparing for it. So how can the preparation be greater than the mitzvah? Parshas Ekev is still in the Shiva de Nechemta. It's still in the 7 weeks following Tisha B'Av, where we have 7 weeks of comfort for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So in essence, it's 7 weeks of correcting whatever the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for. And Chazal tell us that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed al shalei baruchu b'toyra tchila, because they did not say the brachas before they learned Torah. And it's very difficult to understand that because they didn't say brachas before they learned Torah, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What does one thing have to do with the other? It seems to be a very severe punishment for something that doesn't seem to be such a terrible avera. And also, why do Chazal have to use the word tchila? Shulchan just said, al shalei bracha b'Torah. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah. We know when the bracha on the Torah is before you learn. Why does it say al shalei bracha b'Torah tchila? They didn't make a bracha on the Torah beforehand. The Gemara, there's a dispute, which is more important, learning Torah or observing Torah? Lishmor or Lasai? I'm sorry, Lilmoid or Lasai? Which is more important? And the Gemara concludes, "Gedoyla limud shemevili deimaisa," that limud, the learning, is greater because it brings a person to act. Meaning, a person learns how to act, which is very difficult. All the Mefarshim ask that in that itself lies that acting is more important. If the reason why learning is great is because it brings you to act, it must be that acting is greater. So why does the Gemara come to the conclusion that learning is greater because it teaches you how to act? No, quite the contrary. If that's the reason why learning is greater, then it must be that acting is greater, because the whole adifus, the entire advantage of learning is to bring you to act. Now the minig in Klal Yisrael is that the Shabbos before the wedding, before a person's wedding, is a tremendous, before a chassan's wedding, is a we make a big deal about it. He gets an aliyah, and candies are thrown at him. Shabbos ofruf. Shabbos after the wedding, we don't make such a big deal about it. And perhaps this has something to do with what we said before, the hachana to the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah, be the mitzvah. That the preparation for the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. So the Shabbos before the wedding is, we're still in the preparation to the mitzvah. Preparation to the wedding. Shabbos after the wedding is already, that's the mitzvah already. So that's not as great. But that itself, as mentioned before, needs explanation. So I believe you can understand this based on, there's a famous Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the 613 mitzvahs are 613 tactics of how to achieve Dveikus B'Hashem, how to achieve a connection to Hashem. Meaning that Dveikus is the goal. Connecting to Hashem is the Iker. And the 613 mitzvahs are 613 manners of doing so. Now, what is Dveikus? How does Dveikus manifest itself? When does a person feel Dveikus? How does a person feel a connection? The way we feel connection is through yearning. When we yearn to something, that is when we are most strongly connected to it. So, the mitzvah is when a person achieves that the person has been yearning for, which is the peak. At that point, the person is no longer yearning. The person actually loses their dveikus once they get to the mitzvah. The entire time the person is preparing for the mitzvah, there is a sense of yearning, a sense of longing. That is the dveikus. That is the purpose of the mitzvah. When we achieve the mitzvah, at that point, we've already reached the peak, and it's no longer, that dveikus is no longer as strong. So it's the hachana to the mitzvah is gresiv in the mitzvah. The preparation to the mitzvah, which the preparation is the yearning. The mosa yavei l'yadi v'akaymena. When will I have the ability to perform the mitzvah? When the person is connected to it in their mind and in their heart, because the person is longing and yearning to do it, that is the dveikus, which is the entire purpose of the mitzvah. And that no longer exists once the mitzvah is being performed. And this is similar to a chasen kala, which before they get married, they're longing and yearning to that wedding date. And during that time, even if they don't see each other, they are very connected to each other because their minds and their hearts are upon each other. That is, there's a tremendous kesher between them. So that's why the Shabbos before the wedding, during that time of achana, at a time where that longing, a time where that longing is at a peak, it's right before the wedding. That's when we tell the chassan to approach the Torah. to teach the chassan that this is what Torah is about. What you're experiencing now with your kala, that longing, that yearning, which is causing a dveikus, that's what the Torah is about. The Torah is about that longing and yearning. That's what dveikus b'Hashem is. So when he approaches the Torah to have an aliyah, that's when the candies come flying. To teach the chassan that that is what the sweetness of Torah is. Whereas the Shabbos after the wedding, after the what they've been yearning for and longing for has been realized, then that sense of longing and yearning isn't there. There might be a tremendous connection and a tremendous love, but that longing and yearning, which creates a tremendous connection in a person's mind and heart, that is no longer there. The Shabbos after the wedding. And that's why Chazal say that limud is greater because it brings maisa. It brings about maisa. So that's why learning is greater than the action. Why? Because the learning teaches us what we're supposed to do. The learning is what whets our appetite. It teaches us what we're supposed to be doing. It creates that yearning and longing. That learning is greater than the act. Why? Because it brings us to the act. The act itself isn't as great, because once we're at the act, we already achieved what we've been yearning for, and the longing and yearning no longer exists. But the limud, which creates the longing and the yearning, that's much greater than the maisa. Just like the hachana to the mitzvah is going to have to be the mitzvah. And that's the avodah of Chodesh El. Avodah of Chodesh El is ani ledoidi v'doidi li. Is to, that there should be that to create a longing. A longing, I to my beloved, and I'm longing to my beloved, and my beloved is longing to me. That we should realize what Torah and Mitzvah is about. Torah and Mitzvah is about Dveikus, which is created through a longing and a yearning. One can go through their entire life of performing mitzvahs and going through and doing every chumrah in the book. But if they're lacking that longing and yearning that needs to preempt a mitzvah, that needs to preempt a Torah learning, that needs to preempt a davening, then they're missing the ikar. Torah and mitzvahs is about dveikus. There are those that say that the brachas that we make before learning Torah are not birchas hamitzvahs. It's not the bracha that we ordinarily make before we perform a mitzvah. It's birchas hanehenen. It's a bracha that we make before we enjoy this world. Just like we make a bracha before we eat something. Torah gives us pleasure. Learning Torah gives us pleasure. So we need to make a bracha beforehand. Now the Torah, the Gemara says, "Ein mayim ela Torah." Torah is compared to water. Now water has a unique halacha. The halacha is with water, is that one is only allowed to make a bracha on water if a person is thirsty. If a person is drinking water for any other reason, they've got food stuck in their throat, or they're trying to take medicine, you're not supposed to make a bracha. Water, you only make a bracha if you're thirsty. Al shelo baruch hu b'Torah tchila, what Chazal are telling us, that in the time of the Churban, they weren't able to make a bracha before they learned. There was no thirst. There was no yearning. There was no longing. If they were learning, they were learning because they had to, because it was a mitzvah. But there was no longing. There was no yearning to do so. They couldn't, they couldn't make a bracha before they began learning, because there was no tzimoin, there was no thirst. And this, I believe, is what the Torah is telling us here. You should know that we know that Shmiah is Shmiah's Halev. Rashi says Shema Yisrael is that our heart should hear. You should know that the heel of our heart hearing the mitzvahs are Ushmarta Masisa Maisam. The observing and the performing of the mitzvahs is the heel compared to the heart that we have to invest in a mitzvah. Meaning that shmiah of the mitzvah is much greater than the observance of the mitzvah. The achana to the mitzvah is grasavi the mitzvah. Because that's the ikar, that the dveikus, the yearning and the longing that we have to a mitzvah, is what makes the mitzvah so special. So David should help him that by yearning and longing to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah and to daven and to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we should be zeicha. By being dovek to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we should be zeicha to chayim, to be written and sealed in the Sefer HaChayim. We should be zeicha to ksiv achsim atayv and hashnas geula v'yeshua v'vias Mashiach tzedkenu b'mehera b'yamenu. Amen.